I wasn't born with a self, I had to build it piece by piece. From every interaction, every voice, every social crease. The mirror that I look in isn't glass, it's made of people. And the person staring back at me is never quite that simple. My mother's expectations, my teacher's gentle correction, my friend's laughter, my sibling's love and rejection. Every gesture, every word, every symbol that we share. But the architecture of the self I'm learning to wear. There's an eye that's pure spontaneity, creative, impulsive and free. But there's a me that's internalized all the voices of society. The conversation between the one I am and the one they've seen, the spontaneous I and the socialized me, dancing in this dialogue constantly, taking the role of the other's eyes, learning to see myself from outside. The self is social, never alone, built from voices that are my own. Watch a child at play, they're trying on roles, mommy, doctor, teacher testing out souls. Through pretending games they learn to see how others see them, that's the key. Then comes the game with rules and teams, organized systems, collective schemes. Now you're not just one perspective view, you're the generalized other two. The community's voice inside my head, expectations, norms, the things they said, not oppression. It's how self is made through symbols traded and roles we played. I'm the canvas phase in between the one I am and the one they've seen, the spontaneous I and the socialized me, dancing in this dialogue constantly, taking the role of the other's eyes, learning to see myself from outside. The self is social, never alone, built from voices that are my own. I wants to break free, spontaneous and wild. Says, remember what's expected, don't act like a child. I is the response that surprises even me. Me is the script I've internalized carefully. But it's not a war, it's a dialogue. The I pushes boundaries, the me understands the fog. Together they create something new each time. The social self is art, not crime. Language made my mind possible, symbols set me free. Without words I couldn't think, couldn't have this me. But the eye responds in unexpected ways, improvising on the role society plays. Every conversation is a negotiation between my impulse and my social station. The self emerges in this constant exchange, always becoming, never strange. Nietzsche said, look at children, look at play, see how selfhood develops day by day. Not from isolation in some private space, but from interaction, face to face. The looking glass reflects what others show, but it's not passive. The eye says no, I'm more than just your expectations of me. Conversation between the one I am and the one they've seen, the spontaneous I and the socialized me, creating something new constantly, taking the role of the other's eyes, but responding with my own surprise. The self is social, but it's also mine, built through interaction, refined through time. Mind, self, and society all emerging simultaneously. You can't without the other, see, that's the gift it gave to me. I am because we are because I respond. The social self is both the mirror